Ketchell. Welcome with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here in the Department of Astronomy at the University of Cape Town with Dr. Valerio Ribeiro, and he actually works at the Institute of Telecommunications in Portugal. He's originally from Mozambique, and he did his postdoc here at the University in Cape Town. Now, he's interested in a particular kind of star, things that go kind of bang in the night. And if you look up Fine Music Radio listeners and you look at those stars, you may or may not be aware that many of them is actually more than one star. They are binary stars, and they're two stars in a kind of dance around each other where one of them is removing the clothes of the other. Is that about right?
That's a very well described. I often have given a presentation called The Stellar Tango.
The Stellar Tango. Well, are you going to describe this tango to us and what we actually see as astronomers?
Absolutely. I think the best way to describe it is that these two stars are devouring, or at least one of them is devouring the other star in a fashion that is cataclysmic, you know, and we have explosions and eruptions and a myriad of different events that happen in these situations.
My goodness me. So we have stars out there ripping the material off each other. And we can see that with our telescopes.
Absolutely. The way that we see it is if we take several images of the night sky, especially at optical spectra, we will see that suddenly a star will become brighter than the previous night. And we can often see some of these in the naked eye, actually. And this is just a colossal event, ejecting a lot of material into the interstellar medium.
And why would they do this? So one is kind of sucking the material off the other, and then somehow they explode in some peculiar way. Why would they do this?
Well, so what's happened is that the star that is devouring the other star is accreting the matter, is mostly hydrogen. And hydrogen, you can fuse hydrogen into helium, for example. But by doing this fusion, you actually create nuclear reactions on the surface of the devouring star, which typically is a white dwarf. And by doing this, you allow matter to build up, and therefore more reactions happen, and eventually you have what we term a thermonuclear runaway, essentially like a nuclear bomb.
Right, and so this is a nuclear bomb in space, because there's no other star nearby, is that right?
So the end point of our sun will be a white dwarf star eventually, but at the moment it's what the sun is called a main sequence star, because it's very young in its age, and at the core, at the center, it's transforming, doing these nuclear fusion events, and eventually it will just be a carbon-oxygen white dwarf in the center after it's exhausted all of its hydrogen helium.
But sadly, it won't be in a dance with another star, because it's not in a binary system, it's all on its own.
That's
poor thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so these stars, they do this tango in the sky. And I know there's one in particular which you're quite interested in that seems to brighten and dim in a regular way once a year.
That's correct, yes. This is a very interesting object because since it brightens and dims in 1 year, it's like clockwork. So we can study in 1 year one effect, because we can then know that this effect the next year should not change that much. So we can then concentrate on something else and pointing different telescopes to get different information and build a complete history over time. Ideally, we would be able to do this for every single explosion, but time is competitive in astronomy, and so we have to sort of work with what we're given. But considering that it's very regular, we are well positioned to study it in very great detail and understand how much matter is being devoured and how much matter is being expelled.
Dr. Valerio Ribeiro, thank you very much for coming to visit us and for telling us about your interest.
Thank you very much for having me.
And for now, this is Ketchell Kirkham wishing us clear skies.
FMR.